Welcome to Bed Crime Stories Podcast. I'm your host, T. Hi, guys. Hope you're having a wonderful day. If you're new here, a warm welcome. Thank you for checking out my channel. All I ask is that after listening to and or watching the video, if you find you enjoyed it or learned something, smash that like button and consider subscribing. Now, let's dig in. Missing 15-year-old Sebastian Rogers has been gone for more than a month. The last sign of life, from what we the public know, was of Sebastian leaving the Texas Roadhouse restaurant in Hendersonville, Tennessee, on February 26th. Of 2024. According to Sebastian's mother, Katie Proudfoot, he disappeared from the Proudfoot family home in Stafford Court, Tennessee, sometime between 9 p.m. and 6 a.m., if we are to believe Katie. Sebastian is autistic, which makes it all the more stunning that his mother, Katie, and his stepfather, Chris Proudfoot, are no longer searching for him. Sebastian's biological father, Seth Rogers, however, is another story. He's been searching far and wide, and he vows not to stop until he finds his son. We can help Seth by continuing to say his son's name, Sebastian Rogers, and by continuing to share his photo and his story. And also, if you live near Stafford Court or Hendersonville, you can truly make a difference by joining Seth as he searches for Sebastian. Seth clearly loves his boy so very much, and he's beginning to crack. As more days go by, it gets harder to believe that Sebastian is okay. I'm still holding out hope for that, and I know Seth is too. Seth has been making the rounds on YouTube, and he was on a show called T-Rev, and he lost his stoic composure, and he cried. Before this, he's appeared very strong and almost not upset because he seems so sure that Sebastian is hiding somewhere. I think having Easter come and go without Sebastian was exceptionally rough on Seth. It feels like he's sort of alone. I know he does have family with him and behind him. Katie and Chris are clearly not on the same page as Seth. The three of them are not pooling their resources to support each other and to search for Sebastian together. It's very odd. Why do the Proudfoots, I always want to say proud feet, I'm sorry, seem to view Seth as an adversary? Isn't this one time they should all be working together? They should all be united for Sebastian? So why aren't they doing that? I get the feeling Seth Rogers would welcome the opportunity for all of them to search. So JLR of JLR Investigates has really been hot on this case. And I know a lot of people don't like him. They don't trust him because of his criminal past, I guess. I don't know. But he is getting a lot of good information on this case. He's got some little birdies in town who are spying on the Proudfoots. And today, we see that Terry Bowersox Jr., who is the estranged son of Terry Bowersox Sr., and I believe Bowersox Sr. is married to Chris Proudfoot's mother, Kathy. So Terry Bowersox Jr. wrote, quote, "Most likely the stepdad had something to do with it. He is a piece of trash and very capable of hurting young children," end quote. So just to clarify, Terry Bowersox Jr. by saying the stepdad is referring to Chris Proudfoot, who is Sebastian's stepfather. JLR also said that he spoke to Terry Bowersox Jr. JLR tweeted this, quote, "I also spoke with Terry Bowersox Jr., who told me he moved away from Kathy and Terry Bowersox 10 years ago and wants nothing to do with that family. He moved to Kentucky. Told me Chris Proudfoot is a weird dude. Told me Kathy Bowersox is nutty. Told me he just learned of Sebastian being missing days ago," end quote. So when Seth Rogers was on this T-Rev show, he said that Chris Proudfoot is the person who told him that his son Sebastian went missing. Seth also confirmed that he wasn't aware that Chris punished his son with a belt. until he heard it on a podcast. Seth also stated that he doesn't have a theory as to what's happened to his son, and he's not going to accuse anyone until there's actual evidence. So he continues to show great restraint, which I find very admirable. Seth also disclosed that he was shown a grainy dark video of someone taking the garbage out at the Proudfoot home. He felt the figure moving may have been Sebastian due to the figure's unique gait and movement. Now, Seth's sister set up a GoFundMe to enable Seth to take off of work so that he can continue searching for his son. Well, apparently, Chris Proudfoot contacted Seth and told him, allegedly, to curb his sister's behavior or else he would hire a lawyer. If that's true, Chris Proudfoot, once again, sounds like a controlling bully. Allegedly, and that's my cat, Remy, in the background. He wants into my studio, but I can't let him in here because he makes a lot of noise. More noise than you're hearing now. What's it to Chris Proudfoot if Seth wants to devote all his time to looking for his son? What is Chris worried about? Is he afraid Seth will actually find something or find something out? Seth shared that he was asked to take Sebastian full-time and let Katie have weekends because either Chris or Katie or both of them needed time to take care of themselves. Also, apparently, Sebastian's snakes were taken away because Chris is on the road so much. He's making it sound like he's the one who takes care of the snakes. To me, when you take a pet away from any child, but especially from an autistic child, seems like a punishment. It seems like a cruel act. Maybe I'm just hearkening back to JJ Vallo and his mother Lori taking away his dog. JJ was also autistic. He was on the spectrum and he had a service dog that he was incredibly close to. And Lori took the dog away after JJ lost his beloved father, Charles Vallo. Now, supposedly there were footprints, bare footprints, in the soil near a pond not far from the Proudfoot home. There's also talk of a dog really catching a scent. I'm still unclear if that's true or if it's not true. They thought the dog hit on something and then they changed their mind that no, it wasn't that. It's so confusing, I don't know. But there is the possibility that Sebastian could have taken off, could have run away to get away from an unhappy household and perhaps a not so nice stepfather and perhaps a mother who was stressed and worried about her relationship. Remember, according to Seth, somebody in the house needed to take care of themselves, and that person asked him to take Sebastian full-time and allow Katie just to have the weekends. Knowing that there was unrest in the Proudfoot home, knowing about Chris's past with the ex-wife and the allegations she has made, it makes me think that there's definitely a connection between whatever was going on in the house and Sebastian's disappearance. If everything were copacetic in the Proudfoot home, if Chris Proudfoot hadn't treated, allegedly, his daughter and his ex-wife so poorly, then maybe I wouldn't be thinking this. But hearing that they asked Seth Rogers to take care of his son full-time, meaning for the week instead of just weekends, tells me something was going on in the house. And it would be a strange coincidence that Sebastian going missing had nothing to do with that. I hope that made sense. Until the next time on Bedcrime Stories.